Florida?
Yep, when I was in Orlando, I contacted Charlie Taff. He was the guy who worked with me before the combine. So he kind of knew what I needed to work on going into the combine. So I figured, you know, once the season ended, I'd contact him and he would know, you know, right where I left off and where I need to pick up.
We made a lot about your footwork last year. Was that a big thing you worked on, or what specifically did you work on?
Yeah, well, it was one of the big things I worked on, just because obviously I'd never been under center. But having a year under the system and a year to have some five-step drops and some seven-step drops definitely helped me. And it showed when I went back and worked out. I know Charlie was, you know, very impressed with how far I'd come. So we were just kind of fine-tuning some things on my footwork.
With the change to McCoy, how do you feel like that could help you in terms of this quarterback competition, in terms of Mike's offense?
Right. I'm very glad, you know, that we have Mike here, Coach Musgraves here. They're two, you know, very good coaches. You know, this week that we've gone over the playbook with Coach McCoy and the offense, it's looked good, and, you know, I'm very excited for what I've seen so far and the stuff that he's told us and the stuff that he wants the quarterbacks to do, you know, take a little bit more shots. And then I know there's been a lot more kind of shotgun stuff, at least in the playbook that we've seen so far, so I've been excited about that. But, you know, I came into this, you know, being very confident and ready to work hard.
Are you approaching this competition any different than last year, different mindset at all?
Yeah, same mindset I had last year, you know. I was the same situation I kind of came into, so I've had a year in the NFL, kind of a year to adjust. I don't got that rookie season anymore, so, you know, I'm ready to come in here and compete and, you know, have an opportunity to go out there and be the starter.
Jackson, what do you think is the biggest difference in your game or your skill set heading into this competition as opposed to last year's quarterback competition?
I would just say having that year of experience in the league. It's a whole new system now than it was. But obviously there are some similarities. You're still going to take five-step drops, seven-step drops, and, you know, make protection calls and read defenses. So the fact that I've had a year to kind of adjust to that and go against, you know, our defense for a year, I think is really going to benefit me.
Could you be the starter?
Obviously, I believe in myself to be the starter this year. But I'm going to work hard just like I did last year. I'm going to learn the offense, get extra work with these guys when I can. You know, be in the building as much as I can at this time. And that's what I'm aiming for. That's what I want to do.
What areas do you feel like you have the most to prove for this offseason?
I wouldn't say there's just one area. I kind of did a bunch of stuff from my footwork to some classroom stuff that I could do. We weren't able to get the playbook early and stuff like that. So whatever Coach Taft could really help me with, just, you know, seeing stuff before snap and after snap is really what I've been focusing on.
What do you think will separate one of you guys, or what do you think will win this competition this year?
To me, it's just really worrying about myself and focusing on myself and knowing what I got to do day in and day out to, you know, win the trust of these guys and become a leader and show these guys that, you know, I can carry the team.
When people say that last year was a redshirt year, is that the way you looked at it, or is that an unfair characterization?
I wouldn't say that. I didn't look at it that way. I came in to play, to be ready to play. Obviously, that's not what happened, but I was able to get two starts and plus playing the Tampa game, which I think really helped me. So in the league, it's a lot different than high school or college. When you come in, you know you're going to redshirt, you know you're not going to play. In the league, you can get called on at any moment.
When you look back on last season, do you think it was a more difficult adjustment than maybe you anticipated coming into the league?
I knew it was going to be a big jump, but obviously there's some things I wish I could have done better. For one, win both my starts. But I'm pleased that I got the opportunity to at least go out there and play and get some game reps.
One of the things that we know about Mike McCoy, and you're probably learning too, is that he's known for kind of tailoring his offense to the players that he mm-hmm. has. What do you see so far in this offense that specifically could benefit you?
Well, just being here for a week, it hasn't been much that we've seen. But like I said, some of the stuff that we've seen, I know he's going to put us in the shotgun a little bit more, excuse me, but that's one thing that I'm definitely excited about, just because I played my whole college system was shotgun, really. I know we're going to have to get under center, but him pressing the ball downfield, I'm definitely excited about too, and having the opportunity to, I think, run around a little bit too is something that excites me.
Have you been going back and looking at previous iterations of a McCoy offense, and if so, which ones? Is it...
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of stuff out there, a lot of film. But he's got, you know, we got it all on our iPad. We got stuff to watch. So it's really just kind of specific stuff they got us watching. Just plays that we've already installed. He just kind of has cut-ups of those. Haven't gone too much in depth past that point, but I've seen a few of you know, cut-ups that he's made so far.
When you look back at it, was it the kind of the middle of the field that's a transition for a quarterback that was in spread, quick, slant? Was that part of it is trying to figure out what you're seeing in the middle of the field with these pro defenses? And do you feel better off now, more comfortable than you were a year ago?
Well, I think personally there's a lot of things, obviously, that are different that you see in the NFL than in college. In college, you kind of can tell what's about to happen, but in the NFL, they can line up one way, and it can be something totally different you've never seen before. So that had happened to me a couple times just watching film and also being out here with these guys. So that just comes with more reps and seeing it and being out there on the field and getting the chance to go against it.
Paxton, we always hear that it's tough for rookie quarterbacks to absorb the NFL offense and to read defenses. You've got another new playbook you have to look at this year. So how are you going to deal with that?
Well, last year it was pretty difficult for me just because what I did at Memphis was really completely different than what we were doing with Coach Kubiak last year. Terminology was completely different, you know, even to where you called the strength of your formation was totally different the way we called it in college. So now that I've had a year with Coach Kubiak and now I'm seeing Coach McCoy's offense, there's a lot of, you know, rollover. There's a lot of similarities in some of the stuff we're doing. So I think I kind of got a heads up on that. Having an opportunity to play in the offense last year.
Paxton, did you pay attention at all to the Tony Romo stuff that was out there?
I saw it whenever I would, you know, get on Twitter or Instagram or flip past ESPN, but I was just focused on myself and whoever was going to be here. I knew that's who I was going to have to compete against. So, you know, I really wasn't too worried about who was going to be here, who wasn't. I was just kind of focused on myself and getting ready to compete.
Paxton, will you be organizing a off-campus and off-site throwing camp with receivers?
I talked to E about it, actually, when the season ended. He kind of talked to all of us. And I know something that Peyton did when he was here, they all got together and threw. So I think that E was trying to get everybody in Houston or somewhere in Texas close to him and throw there. If not, then I'm sure we'll find something in somewhere to throw. But that's definitely something that we all plan on doing together.
Did you expect it to be a 50-50 wide-open competition going into this offseason?
I didn't really know. I wasn't looking too far ahead. You know, just like what I said after the season ended, you know, I was kind of ready, eager to get back to work and throw the ball around and, you know, have some fun. But I just knew that there was going to be a competition when I got back. So that's just kind of what I was working towards.
How are you and Trevor? Still pals, still teammates?
Yeah, we're still good, obviously. We're competing against each other, but at the end of the day, you know, we're still guys, we're still friends. He helps me, and, you know, I help him as much as I can.
You and him both have such different skill sets. What do you admire about Trevor's game?
One thing that I noticed about Trevor is he's just a really calm and cool, collected guy. Whenever something goes wrong, you know, he's just kind of even keel. When something goes good, you know, he's even keel. You can't tell if we're losing or winning with him, so I think that's a good trait to have in a quarterback, you know, just because a lot of guys are looking to you as the leader on the team. So when you're down by a bunch of points, you can't be over there hanging your head and pouting. And it's the same way when you're up by, you know, 40 points, you can't just be laid back and thinking that this still isn't a game.
How important are these off-season workouts for you, do you think?
I think they're very important. Just any chance I get to be around the guys and to be around the coaches, I jump at, and that was one of the reasons I was kind of here early. I was kind of itching to get back, so I got back as soon as I could. And there wasn't, you know, the whole team wasn't here, but there's a good amount of guys. I know a lot of the new linemen were here, so it was good to get to know them and get some work with them.
With you and Trevor as the main quarterbacks, you haven't ever really had that veteran quarterback as kind of an example to work from. Have you turned to others throughout the league that maybe you've worked with in the past for that type of thing?
Not really. Kind of the guy I had last year was Coach Knapp, just because he had been with Peyton. So, you know, I'd talk to him a lot, and he would give me a lot of feedback of just, you know, what guys he had coached in the past had done. So that was kind of my veteran quarterback and Mark while he was here. But Coach Knapp did a really good job with me, just teaching me, you know, what it takes to be a really good quarterback in this league.
Teammates say that you are a different Paxton. Even Demarius said you seem more confident. What kind of impression do you want to make to them in the film room and on the field?
I just want them to know that, you know, I'm here to work day in and day out, And, you know, I want to do whatever it takes to lead this team and show everybody in the locker room, you know, that I can lead the team and do whatever it takes to earn their respect and their trust. And that's not just the guys in the locker room, but the guys, you know, upstairs too, and the coaches.
Coach Musgrave has been with Derek Carr. He's made this kind of progression. Have you asked him about how Carr made this jump from year one to year two to year three? And, what can you take from him in that experience?
I haven't really had a chance to sit down and talk to Coach Musgraves that much about Derek Carr, but I know whenever I was going through the draft process, there were some rookie things that we were doing, and Derek was around, and I had a chance to talk to him, you know, just about, you know, what he thought about when he first got in and where he is now. And he was just telling me, you know, just cut it loose and go have fun. Still football at the end of the day, and you've been playing ever since you were a kid, so.
See Christian McCaffrey in there?
Just when I was walking through the locker room, I just grabbed a shake, and I seen him sitting down there with a couple coaches. That was all.
What do you think about him as a player?
I mean, obviously, he's a great player. You see him all over ESPN making these ridiculous plays. And, you know, wherever he ends up, you know, if it's here, I'm sure that we'll all be grateful to have him here. And you got a guy like Demaryius and Emmanuel to learn from, too, which would be very beneficiary to him. But I'm sure wherever he ends up, he's definitely going to help the organization.
Okay, thank you, Paxton.